Azaz, northern Syria. In late January, Syrian government forces used what arms experts say is a particularly deadly weapon. Residents say a plane dropped 9 large cluster bombs on this neighborhood on the outskirts of town. The Russian markings on these bombs indicate they were made more than 30 years ago. Each is specified to contain 30 smaller bombs, which are meant to be released in the air in order to inflict maximum damage. Local resident Mohammed Bakri describes what happened.
We were in our houses when we heard an airplane. Some people ran out into the fields, and then the airplane dropped the bombs. We are farmers here. There are no rebels or terrorists.
Residents say one of the large bombs detonated. Its bomblets landed in many places. Witnesses say one penetrated a house and seriously wounded Bakri's brother-in-law, a female cousin, and 3 children. The Syrian army says it does not possess cluster bombs, and Russia's foreign minister has said the Syrian government is not using cluster munitions from Russia. VOA showed photos of the bomb parts to several weapons experts. Chris Harmer, with the Institute for the Study of War, says they are not cluster weapons.
This looks to me like an 81-millimeter mortar or possibly a 120-millimeter mortar. This is clearly not a cluster munition.
But several other analysts contacted by VOA strongly disagree. An expert with the Global Security Group, Joseph Trevithick, says the photos show a type of cluster bomb designed to destroy armored vehicles such as tanks, not people.
It suggests that the government is either trying to instill fear in the local population or fears the local population has been infiltrated by anti-government elements and is using the means it feels like it has available to attack them.
Human rights groups say the Syrian military, since October, regularly has been using cluster bombs on civilians in rebel-controlled areas. Donatella Rovero is documenting cluster bomb attacks for Amnesty International. She says cluster bombs have killed or wounded tens of thousands of civilians and have virtually emptied villages and towns in rebel-held areas.
Yes, quite clearly the use of indiscriminate weapons against non-military targets and certainly on the scale as we've seen in Syria, there is no doubt that that constitutes war crime.
UN officials are urging the International Criminal Court to investigate senior Syrian officials for possible war crimes and crimes against humanity. Azaz has been bombed repeatedly by Syrian government forces since the rebels seized it 8 months ago. Once home to 55,000 people, it is now a ghost town. 90% of the residents have fled. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Azaz, northern Syria.